Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, welcome back. Thanks for listening today. Are you planning on exiting from your business but not exiting from life? Well, then the next guest is for you. Just because you might be facing a transition from your business to another life doesn't mean you don't have a long time to go. And we're going to talk about vitality and longevity medicine. The name of the talk is, or interview is, Two More Decades in the Saddle, The Technology of Aging and the Prevention of Age-Related Diseases. And my guest is David Leonardi, who is the founder and medical director of the Leonardi Institute in Denver, Colorado. David, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Leonardi, correct?
Sure, but you can call me Dave. Only my daughter has to call me doctor.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a fascinating topic. I mean, a lot of our listeners are age 50 plus, and they're saying, well, what's happening out there? Because people are living longer and longer, and we're just getting started with some of this medical technology. So tell us a little bit about how you started the Leonardi Institute and what it's all about.
Well, my training originally was as an emergency physician, and I was board certified in emergency medicine from 81 to 94. But Bill, it didn't take long to realize that most of the time I was fortunate enough in the emergency room to save a life, it was usually from a terminal event of an age-related disease. So, and after such invasive procedures required to do that, there's almost always an enormous decline in vitality and quality of life for that patient. So I began to wonder if we couldn't do more to prevent these diseases and avoid the necessity for these last-minute heroics. So by 1997, I transitioned full-time into preventive medicine, and I was astounded by the volume of published studies on disease prevention that were just not reaching the public at large.
You said something very fascinating. That is the last-minute heroics that a lot of people need because of things like heart attack, stroke, heart disease, other issues. Were those the major things that you were seeing?
Oh, sure. We would occasionally see, motor vehicular trauma or the occasional gunshot wound, but the vast majority of the day, if we weren't taking care of minor things like cold, sore throats, and little fractures, there were people with chronic lung disease, with heart attacks, strokes, last-minute catastrophes related to the age-related diseases that I've since found are just extremely preventable.
Yes, and we've heard that before. I mean, it's definitely something that with the proper protocol, taking care of your body, a lot of these things can be preventable. Hopefully in the future we'll learn that. So two more decades in the saddle. So tell us about the technology, what's going on with the longevity medicines and the prevention of age-related diseases.
Well, for us to comprehensively apply this published science to our clients' lives, we start with a comprehensive evaluation using blood tests, many of which are overlooked by mainstream doctors, yet are critically important measures of disease risk. And in addition, we do a thorough medical history and physical exam, and we use some in-office diagnostics to further assess risk of heart disease, cancer, dementia, osteoporosis, the age-related diseases. Then this is an all-day evaluation. It includes an extensive education session regarding the causes of aging and age-related diseases, an assessment of one's current state of health, but more importantly, their future disease risk. And we don't measure anything we can't improve. So after that, we embark on a customized, supervised, turnkey program using optimal nutrition, nutritional supplements that either target specific disease risk markers or have been shown to be protective for cancer, heart disease, dementia, or other age-related diseases. The program is designed to enhance vitality, youthful energy, productivity, libido, sexual performance, and zest for life. We also offer bioidentical hormone replacement as an option for both men and women, and we do regular ongoing blood testing and follow-up by phone with unlimited contact with a practitioner to ensure the safety and optimize the effectiveness of the program. So our ideal client is anyone who wants to stay in the saddle longer to keep their business successful And then when they do retire, possibly get an extra couple decades of lifespan relative to where their current course would take them by enhancing vitality and simply reducing disease risk.
Sounds like you invest a day in the rest of your life. You know, it's one day to invest in, to learn about how to get decades added onto your life under normal circumstances. Now, a lot of people out there, David, would say the damage is already done. I've already got whatever I've already got. What would you say to people like that in their late 50s or their 60s?
Oh, on the contrary, many of the processes that underlying age-related diseases, we're not only able to slow them down, but we can actually reverse them. You know, since the days of Hippocrates, people have gone to the doctor when they recognize that they're sick. And as a result, all of us physicians were trained to recognize late or end-stage diseases and treat them heroically with drugs, surgery, or radiation. And our physicians and healthcare system do a great job of this. But in addition, there's an enormous body of published studies on the biochemistry underlying the aging process and age-related diseases that mainstream doctors don't see because it's in a different section of the library, so to speak. It's in the preventive section. Mm-hmm. So my clients rely on me to mine the data from these studies and then help them apply that chemistry to their lives in a pragmatic fashion with a goal of slowing the aging process and delaying or reversing the age-related diseases. So the goal is to maintain a greater level of vitality through middle age and beyond and hopefully get an extra couple decades of high quality of life relative to one's current course. And, you know, many of these diseases are not only preventable, but certainly in terms of coronary heart disease, very reversible.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I know one of the things you probably focus on is lifestyle. And in terms of lifestyle, can you share something with the audience aside from, you know, the traditional preventative information that people find elsewhere? What's something unique that they could put to use now?
Oh, sure, Bill. Well, most people are convinced that protein is a critical part of our nutrition, and the consumption of plenty of animal protein is pretty standard in the Western diet. But we've long known that from published studies that high-protein diets on a biochemical level are actually deleterious. So recently, a study published in 2014 finally looked at the relationship between protein intake and mortality. In people aged 50 to 65, the intake of animal protein in this study correlated directly with mortality. Now, when I say animal protein, almost everybody thinks of red meat, but I'm talking about animal protein in general. So this includes all meat, fish, eggs, and dairy. So the intake of animal protein correlated directly with mortality in people aged 50 to 65. But when they looked at plants as the source of protein, the relationship with mortality was nearly abolished. And there are several reasons for this. Number one, animal protein contains higher levels of an amino acid called methionine, and cancer cells thrive on methionine. Secondly, Bill, how do we usually cook animal protein, meat or fish? We usually grill it or broil it.
Yeah.
So these very hot, very dry cooking processes form carcinogens on the surface of the meat or fish called heterocyclic amines, and they create inflammatory molecules within the meat or fish. All these create a biochemical environment that promotes the risk of a mutation to cancer and also more rapid growth of that cancer. So indeed, we need a certain amount of protein for optimal health, but it's clearly better to get it from plants, particularly cooked soy in the form of organic tofu or organic soybeans. But when we do consume animal protein, it's best to prepare it by stewing it, boiling it, or poaching it, because these processes use less heat and more moisture, and that reduces the formation of the carcinogens and inflammatory molecules. So it's easy to ignore this information. And frankly, I think most of the audience may indeed ignore it. But the studies are published that prove these facts. The biochemistry fits with the outcomes in real people, and cancer happens. 35% of Americans over the age of 50 die of cancer. So this is not the kind of information you'll get from your primary doctor because he's too busy, he or she is too busy taking care of people that already have the cancer.
So right.
This is just one aspect of our methodology, and you know, we've got 17 years of collecting data on this and applying it to people's lives. So there are many more things that we do, of course.
Well, and there are alarming statistics on the increase of prostate cancer in men, and I've read that that's directly related to some of these things you're talking about, the charred high temperature meats and things like that that immediately lay abed in the prostate. Could you comment on that? Is that why are we seeing such a huge number of prostate and breast cancer cases?
Sure. Both of those cancers have a correlation with high saturated fat diets. But if you think about it, high saturated fat diets also correlate with diets that are high in meat consumption. And again, the cooking methods, the hotter and drier the cooking method, the more carcinogens and inflammatory molecules are formed. So, of course, those are going to lead to higher cancer risk. And prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men, and breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. So it fits exactly with what you're saying. Just a couple caveats. Also, another technique for reducing prostate cancer risk in men is the consumption of cooked tomatoes because they contain lycopene, which is a prostate cancer inhibitor. And for women, one of the most important things you can do to prevent breast cancer are to have an active lifestyle, a diet low in saturated fat, and avoid spiking your blood sugar by avoiding sweets and starches in your diet. And, of course, keeping your weight under control.
And I've read that, you know, they're still studying, but their combinations of foods create superfoods, like, for instance, cooked tomatoes and broccoli create a kind of a super preventative combination against things like prostate cancer. Is that true as well, that their combinations of foods can make a big difference?
I'm not so sure it's the combinations, but those two foods you mentioned are particularly cancer preventive. Cooked tomatoes, as I've already mentioned, but all the cruciferous vegetables, and broccoli is in that class. Cruciferous vegetables also include cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, and bok choy. And they contain compounds that are cancer preventive called indoles, I-N-D-O-L-E-S. And these are things that alter the metabolic pathway of estrogen to make it less harmful for women, but also have been shown to have activity against colon, liver, bladder, pancreas, and prostate cancer. So cruciferous vegetables are terrific. And, of course, if you combine them with tomatoes, you know, you're getting the best of both of those worlds.
Excellent. So what about those listeners who might be, you know, they might not be disciplined or motivated to change their lifestyle? Why isn't there just a longevity pill that would allow us to have our cake and eat it too and still live longer?
You know, Bill, a year ago, I would have told you that that's a ridiculous question. But actually, in the last 15 months, there's been a pretty amazing discovery in that there actually is a pill now that mimics many of the benefits of caloric restriction. And it's called pre-NAD. And if your listeners Google this, you want to be careful to use a hyphen. It's P-R-E hyphen N-A-D, like Nancy Adam David. And then use a plus sign at the end. It's pre-NAD plus. And if you don't put the plus sign in, you'll get a list of electronic components. So it's P-R-E hyphen N-A-D with a plus sign at the end. And this is a compound that increases the level of NAD in the nucleus of our cells. And it, by doing so, it mimics the benefits of caloric restriction, which have been shown to extend lifespan in every species it was ever tested in, by about 20%. And caloric restriction involves restricting calories by about 33% below what you would need for normal maintenance. So it's a very onerous lifestyle. As a result, for about 60 years, scientists have been looking at the biochemical pathways by which caloric restriction works, and pre-NAD plus actually mimics that biochemical process by raising the level of NAD in cells and gives you many of the benefits of caloric restriction.
Well, that's fascinating. It's amazing what we're coming up with. And Dr. Leonardi, tell us a little bit more about how our listeners can learn more. You have a book out called Alzheimer's, Memory Loss, and MCI, The Latest Science for Prevention and Treatment on Amazon. And tell us a little bit more about how they can get in touch and learn more about the Leonardi Institute and take advantage of your services.
Sure. Well, our website is simply www.leonardiinstitute.com. We're in Lakewood, Colorado, but we service patients around the world. We have patients from Europe, patients living in the Caribbean, number of patients in Canada, and certainly in all 50 states. We're in Lakewood, and our phone number is 303-462-5344. And, you know, people are welcome to call the office if they have any questions or would like to make an appointment. And so there's our website and our phone number.
Well, it's fascinating information. I really want to thank you for coming on and sharing this with us today, because it's something that our listeners are thinking about. How can they improve their vitality and their health and their longevity. And you've certainly given us a lot to think about. And I hope our listeners will get in touch with you and take advantage of your information and your wisdom. And I hope that we can talk again at some time in the near future and go deeper on some of these topics, because it really is very, very interesting. So, again, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Really enjoyed it, and love your show. You're doing a great service for people.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. So please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you, or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.